Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
So, news breaking in the last 45 minutes or so, Donald Trump, Truth Social, we are going to take Karg Island tonight. Lee text writes in the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, good morning, Tara. I love the fact we're going to take the island, but is it safe for our troops to advertise it in advance?
Yeah, I kind of wonder about that.
I do, too. I don't know the answer to that
Could this
question.
Be a deception, though?
Yeah, you never know. I mean, after all, it's been like 2 weeks ago. Bloomberg had the story, hey, it looks like Project Freedom is actually up and running and we're escorting cargo through. CENTCOM said, no, we're not. And they denied it, swatted it down, said the article was incorrect. Well, it turns out it was correct. So in war, absolutely, we will lie to you. So that, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just hope he doesn't taco.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't chicken out. I hope he just do it. Just take it. Well, just take the dang island. We're gonna, and you know what? Here, I said this in the beginning, okay? When way before we got into any of this negotiation silliness, we are going. I played Mike Cirelli, who I have tremendous respect for, and he was even saying like week one, look, guys, we're gonna have to take Karg Island, we're gonna have to take the Channel Islands, we're gonna have to keep them for a very long time, probably decades, and that's okay. It's worth it. That's not a full-scale war, but we are, yes, we're going to have to babysit the strait. That's where we are in the world today. Or if we don't, China will take it, using Iran as a proxy. Your choice. So that's where we are, and I'm glad we're finally stepping up to do it.
Well, I just want to see some action, although I must admit I may be falling to a new syndrome, the Trump deal fatigue syndrome. That's something I thought about, because I'm getting fatigued about all the deals. Listen, I still have confidence in him and his team.
I do too.
And certainly the Department of Defense to handle anything that goes on. I just hope the right decisions are made strategically. But I'm fatigued with all the deal making. But I mean, that's what this guy does. That's why we hired him as president, because he's a deal maker. He makes things happen. I mean, you look at the things that have changed from the Biden administration, even though you've had everything from the Supreme Court to federal judges and the Democratic Party and the American media fighting him every step of the way, he's still been able to make a tremendous amount of change to the direction this country was going in a very short period of time.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and we're making tremendous progress domestically. In fact, I think it's really helping Trump that all the attention's been on Iran, because he is absolutely systematically dismantling the Democrats' fraud machine at every level. It's honestly astonishing to watch. I mean, we just had this update, 4 million people now removed from the SNAP rolls. That's incredible. Yesterday's was, get this, 20,000 HUD housing units. So that could be Section 8 or actual government-owned housing. 20,000 units occupied by illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
More than 24,000 illegal immigrants. And in addition to that, another 200,000 where Joe Biden, again, you're seeing the same pattern, lifted the fraud controls. So you don't even have to prove citizenship or that you actually need the public housing to get it. They let 200,000 people into public housing using that method, Lee, in just 4 years.
And if you'd been an actual American citizen that was born here, you would not have been able to access that.
Because it's supposed to be for you.
Right.
And I even wonder internally, we didn't have proof of this, but it wouldn't surprise me if Democrats had actually built a system that prioritized illegal immigrants, because they have to find somewhere for them to stay or they'll go home. There's not enough jobs for them.
Yeah.
So every day it is a blockbuster, mind-blowing fraud story.
If Democrats can get dead people to vote, maybe they can get deported people to vote.
Yeah, no, that's the plan.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the plan. No, they break you down. They wear you down. It's going to be, well, you know, but illegals have been voting for 15 years, Judge. We can't stop it now. You know, and this is how it happens. Gradually, illegals get driver's licenses. Now they're in the emergency room. Now you've got to serve them. And then it just becomes normal. And now it's a human right. They are erasing citizenship. Mm-hmm. By just casually breaking the law on such a scale that it just normalizes it. No, it's just normal for illegals to be on the rolls. No, don't worry. They'll only vote in the city election.
Yeah.
You can count on us. Okay, cool. Can we see the voter rolls so we can just verify that they aren't voting in federal elections? No, sue us.
Yeah.
And then when we sue them, they won't turn them over.
Right, exactly. We'll still defy what, you know, the judge says. So.
Yeah, because you're just normalizing it until there will be no distinction between us and them. And that's what Trump is fighting. But I mean, he's doing an amazing job at that. But we take Kirk Island. We're gonna control the Strait.
Yeah, well,
and we're gonna make sure, at least for now, that China and Iran cannot do what they started to do and did for about a week, where they were charging tolls, and you could either pay in yuan or Iranian Bitcoin, and the only other stipulation was that any energy going through had to be bought and sold in yuan as well. So, you know, basically enforcing monetary policy, anti-American trade policy at the point of the gun of a gun that cannot. I mean, it cannot be allowed.
Yeah,
that's war at this point. And when you see how well it worked in the Red Sea, and it's still working, we need to go over there and kick their butts next. China is using the Houthis with Chinese targeting technology, same technology they targeted our bases with and killed those 7 service members in the beginning of the Iran war. They did that for Iran. You watch in the Red Sea, what did they do? They blocked almost all the cargo going through there to supply Europe except Chinese ships. What is that? Well, now Europe has had to switch vendors. Now you got to buy from China because the other guys don't get through. You want to live in that world?
No.
I won't live in that world.
No.
It's only going to get worse. And then it's going to be, that was just the opening volley. They did it for a week. And I thought it was really wise of Trump to step back for that week and let us see what China would do. He just needs to explain it better. Because I'm going to tell you what will happen after that. It's going to be, well, we have a new demand today. You pay the toll, you buy the energy only in yuan. Oh, and by the way, you'll be buying Huawei software and installing kill switches in your system.
Yeah, right.
That's what's going to happen. There's one person who can stop it, and it's Donald Trump. And maybe going forward, the Republican Party, if we get the right Republican. Democrats will not stop it. Not as long as China and Iran are funding all those Democrat groups. They are merging. They will not stop it. There is no other way to do this but to rip the leadership out by the roots. We need a real Iranian leader who's not going to cut deals with China and the Democrats. But then I repeat myself. There's no other way forward. I mean, this whole Democrat loyalty to China thing is adding a whole new angle to our foreign policy we've never had before. And it's a mess. So, do you think he does it, Lee? Do you think he does it this time?
No.
I know, me either.
I'm just taking Karg Island sounds good on paper and in the, you know, on social media. I don't see that happening, because if you're going to take something like that, it means you've got to occupy it. That means you've got to put ground forces on there. I don't think we want to do that. And of course, the importance with Karg Island is where 90% of the oil exports from Iran go from.
Yes. And glad you brought that up.
That's why it is strategically important. And we've already hit some of the defensive bases and defensive operations that they have there. We've already been striking that area, according to the intelligence reports that I've seen. So that's been going on for some time. So I don't know.
Take Karg Island, and I've been wondering this for a while, and I may, this may be wild speculation. Maybe Take Karg Island involves something we've never seen before, like Take Maduro did. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, we just saw an amphibious drone rescue two service members yesterday, mm-hmm. something we like really never seen before right. after Iran shot it down. Maybe there's, I don't know, robot army? I'm not sure.
Who knows? You know?
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, who knows what tricks we have up our sleeves?
Well, I'm hoping we don't know. I'm hoping there's plenty of things that we have that we as American people don't know, because at times I think that are at least a slightly above China and certainly Russia. I have no confidence in the Russian military anymore. There's this whole Ukraine war with them has shown them not necessarily be a paper tiger, but certainly a tin tiger. That is not I wouldn't consider them a peer level adversary at this time, but the Chinese, yes. But at times I'm worried that we're not high enough above China. Then there's other times where I think, oh, wait a minute. I think we got this. But I don't want it to have to come to that, to where we've got to prove it with things going boom.
Yeah. Remember, they said we didn't have directed energy weapons, insisted on it, debunked it, and it turned out we had them the whole time. You know, we have other weaponry too that can completely fry the systems of anyone who attacks our troops. So,
alien species we claim that we have got the negotiations going on with.
Yeah, or something.
Yeah.
But I think we can take Karg Island. I can't say we could take it without any casualties, but I do think we could take Karg Island.
It can be done, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Holding it's the other issue, though.
Yeah, and I think Iran doesn't have much. I mean, if we decide we're going to take them out, I think we could take them out. I mean, what do they have? Some those little mosquito silly boats? I don't know. Yeah, and some missiles. But again, what are they going to do? Blow up their own oil infrastructure? Heck, maybe they will. I don't know. Be interesting to see where we are this time tomorrow. Again, if you're just tuning in, Donald Trump announcing it. We are going to take Karg Island, apparently, tonight. We'll see.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Sorry, folks, my microphone just literally broke off in my hand. Give me a second. Okay, there we go. Okay, do you hate moving? I hate moving. Oh, it's miserable, isn't it? So it makes sense that the Sudanese asylum seeker, you've all seen the video now, thanks to Elon Musk. If it wasn't for him, you wouldn't be allowed to see it. It makes sense that the Sudanese asylum seeker waited 4 days to try to saw off Stephen Ogilvie's head in Belfast, Ireland. See, Stephen Ogilvie is such a nice man. He helped his new Sudanese asylum seeker neighbor move in over 4 days. They didn't know each other before. He just met him. But, you know, he wanted to roll out the welcome wagon, be a good person. I found it highly ironic that instead of merely sawing off his head right there on day one, he says, you know what? I'm going to let this guy help me move in first. Then I'll saw off his head right there in the street. You got to love these people who filmed it instead of intervening, although they're disarmed. They're disarmed sheeps. So, I don't know. Maybe they didn't want to get stabbed. Turns out the guy, and the video is horrific, was stabbed in the eyes, in the face, has severe injuries. Well, as you know, Belfast is burning. Who does the very Nazi name sounding Keir Starmer, socialist dictator of the UK, blame for that? The Sudanese asylum seeker he let in? Ha! No. No, he doesn't. He blames Elon Musk. And he's vowing to crack down on Musk. Because, see, Musk has been warned to take down the video. Not an AI version of the video or, you know, some other enhanced version. The actual version of the video. Why? Because showing it's racist. How is reality racist? I don't know. They're blaming Musk for the violence and saying that he violated their online safety act. Folks, let me tell you something. If Democrats were in charge right now, Elon Musk would be in handcuffs and would be extradited to the UK for trial for showing you what happened to Stephen Ogilvie after his asylum-seeking thug Islamic immigrant neighbor didn't need his help anymore to move and decided to saw his head off. Yeah, behead him. Why not? Why not? It's the UK. I mean, will you even do life in prison for that? Very doubtful. Very doubtful. So where are we now? Well, within hours of that, the very Nazi name sounding Keir Starmer announced a new law and new regulations they're preparing to bring forward. I've been warning you about stuff like this for a very long time, and you can tell they're in a panic, okay? Because the whole world is getting a look at this, and Elon Musk will not censor it for them, even though they're demanding it, because it does. It violates the Online Safety Act, which basically criminalizes anything that makes the left look bad, bad while they're trying to replace you at the voting booth with violent migrants. So what is going on right now? Keir Starmer has now given the Prime Minister of the UK tech companies 3 months to restrict every device in Britain unless you submit a digital ID, supposedly to protect children. Now, how will this work? Essentially, every phone, laptop, tablet will be locked down by default unless the government knows exactly who you are. I mean, you could turn it on, but you can't go on the internet. If you can't go on the internet, you can't do anything until you fess up about who you are. To protect children, got to make sure you're not 16. Well, won't they have your ID and be able to track everything you do and trace you to your bank account? Well, yeah, of course. It's not a coincidence this was announced after Stephen Ogilvie had his head near sawed off on the internet. No, they're trying to figure out how to crack down on this. Well, the latest folly in this is a new announcement that the UK, this is separate, that the UK is drafting a law to scan every photo, video, and message on your phone, not on the internet, on your phone. Tech CEOs who refuse to implement this could face up to 5 years in prison. Folks, this is China. This is a social credit system. This is China. It's not the social credit part yet, but it's all of the hardware, the tech. Companies would have to build a device in that will scan every single last thing and save it for the government. Or you go to prison. What do you want to bet Democrats, if they ever take power again, turn over Elon Musk? You know what would be funny is watching Tim Cook get turned over. He'll probably comply, though. Okay. Meanwhile, Keir Starmer going off after the violence in Belfast, because it makes people upset when they're very sweet, very nice, very kind, helpful neighbors, almost get their heads sawed off in the street by migrants they didn't want there anyway. Keir Starmer blames Elon Musk because he won't take the videos down or what he calls racist comments about migrants. He says that Musk cult caused the violence and has violated the Online Safety Act. Ditto in Australia, which has a similar law to the Online Safety Act. Listen to the deranged Orwellian newscast out of there, where they blame Elon Musk for breaking the law.
A violent knife attack by a Sudanese asylum seeker in Belfast on Monday led to a night of riots and vehicles set alight in the city. Video of the horrific knife attack, which we've chosen not to show, was posted online. Far-right agitators then shared the material, using it to stoke racial tensions and push for violent retribution. The UK regulator has powers directing tech companies to remove violent posts and control racially charged responses. But Elon Musk chose instead to double down on inciting rhetoric on his platform.
And by inciting rhetoric, she means just letting us see true things, real things, the video. It's horrific. And if you want to see it, 5 seconds, you'll find it on X. And you should be able to. No, if these are their policies, you should be able to see the result. Should be censored. You know how you make that stop? You don't take the video down. You stop the migration of people you have not vetted. You know what? You stop migration completely. They don't want to do that. They want the votes. These are the outlines of the fight of the future, folks. And I keep reminding you all the time, no less than the Bill of Rights is going to be on the ballot in 28. We have got to pass the SAVE Act so they can't steal it. We've got to. Which brings us to what Trump's doing now, which is totally awesome and amazing and unbelievable. And it's getting buried today. I meant to get to it like 2 hours ago. New executive order that so far has been upheld by the courts. We'll see if it sticks. That would essentially ban the post office from sending any absentee ballots or mass mailed ballots through the U.S. mail unless that state turns over their full internal voting rolls. Why? So we can check that the person can actually vote. Yeah, so in other words, a crisis for the Democrats. How will they win? I don't know. They and John Thune will figure it out, I'm sure. Okay, Donald Trump saying he's going to take Kirk Island. Yeah, he's also been promising, Power Grid and Bridge Day for a while, too. So we'll see if this actually happens. It should be interesting. Here's just the latest update on that. Supposedly this is going to happen tonight. Here's the latest update on that from Fox News. Trump is literally on the phone here.
Decimated, just decimated, and they're dying to make a deal. They want to make a deal so badly. And they're really in submission. They just don't know it yet, okay, to be honest with you. They just don't know it yet. And we are talking to them and all. But, you know, look, my preference has always been take Kirk Island.
Meanwhile, new video from CENTCOM shows U.S. forces firing Hellfire missiles at tankers trying to move Iranian oil. It's the third ship disabled this week as the U.S. continues to squeeze Tehran's economy. We have team coverage. Lauren Simonetti.
So that was just live on Fox News just moments ago. I'm still laughing about that text. And you know what's funny about it? We're laughing because it's something like the Babylon Bee would write. Liberal judge will just order Trump to give Kirk Island back. Don't be surprised if that happens. I'm not kidding. Look, folks, taking Kirk Island and holding it is risky, but it's not really that risky. What is risky is all of the ballistic missile, the launch sites, the IRGC military centers, and the radar facilities that we've allowed to continue to exist all of this time. I mean, when I hear, like, well, you know, how is the strait shut down? Well, you know, those little mosquito boats, those little silly little Iranian boats. We'd take those out in 5 minutes if we wanted to. I mean, again, they can't even hide them from us. All we have to do is rewind the satellite, figure out where they are, take them out. Take out the people who launched them, too. Again, letting them have all this stuff is a choice. So I don't think taking Kirk Island is that dangerous. I'm not saying that no one will, you know, be harmed doing it. But I think we have a lot more control than you think we do. See, a lot of the world still thinks Iran controls the strait. They never have. Trump has let Iran control the strait. We've laid that out exhaustively on this show. And you're seeing the evidence of it in recent days. And, you know, I've been playing that audio for you with Trump admitting now we left 30% of the targets. And, you know, we left part of their military structure intact. The opposite of what he says the rest of the time. And you can see it in the last week or so, because every time we retaliate, what do we hit? We hit a radar center. We hit something they're not supposed to have. Let me just read this, for instance, just came out this morning, CBS News. In an interview, Mr. Trump told Fox News, Trey Yingst, that 49 Tomahawk missile struck targets inside Iran, and U.S. fighter jets struck radar and air defense systems in southwestern Iran. Again, why do they have radar and air defense systems in southwestern Iran? It's part of the 30%. That's a choice. Those are facts. They're facts. We've actually blown up some radar along the strait in the last 2 weeks. Again, we know it's there. We allowed it to exist because we allowed Iran to control the strait. The question is why? These are facts. You can see it in the rewind. We look back like, hey, what did you just blow up? Was it like your last movable missile launcher that you've been hiding in, you know, Muhammad's basement somewhere? No. These are standing solid facilities. We've always known they were there. For whatever reason, Trump wanted that strait shut down. And as time rolls on, we're going to find out what it is. Here's Trump admits. Keep in mind what he's been saying to you, right? Well, it's all destroyed. No, they don't have anything. They absolutely don't have everything. They don't have anything. We've decimated everything. And then Trump admitting this.
Is it accurate to say you think the combat operations are over and done? But there may be.
No, I didn't say that. I said they are defeated, but that doesn't mean they're done. We could go in for 2 more weeks and to every single target. We've done probably 70% of them, but we have other targets that we could conceivably hit.
Texter writes, playing devil's advocate here, Tara. You think he's leaving these radar sites up so the Iranian people have some form of defense once we defeat the IRGC? I don't know. What I know is what I can prove. And what he told us right there, 30%, his admission. He did that. There's a reason. And, you know, it may just be because he wants, again, to have the Abraham Accord signed. That would be truly historic. It would end the long-running Arab-Israeli war. It'd be amazingly historic. Maybe that's what he wants. Maybe he just wants the accolades of that. I don't know. But I do know this. Iran cannot control the strait 5 minutes after we decide they can't. We've let these little... I mean, whenever I hear this, I just laugh. Oh, you know, Iranian... mosquito boats, they're out there, and that's why we can't put cargo. Are you telling me we can't blow those up? We blow them up all the time in Caribbean, you know, when they're bringing drugs and fentanyl, but suddenly we can't blow them up in the street? Please. Please. Something else is going on here. And to me, folks, my only objection here is, look, I trust Trump. I think it's great. But he is risking an Abbey Gate every day he does this because, you know, thank God those missiles didn't kill those soldiers in that Apache. Thank God for that. No, Iran has not been successful. And no, Iran is not going to do anything like beat us militarily, not even close. But remember how the Taliban beat us. They got the Abbey Gate 13. It's going to just take one errant missile that gets past our defenses to change the entire calculation here. And the way he's messed around is going to look foolish, feckless, and crazy. So what do? You take Karg Island. That'll give us control of 90% of the Iranian oil. People expect injuries and casualties from actual warfare that makes sense to them. What they'll blame you for is the senseless kind. That's what I've been afraid of for a very long time. Ooh, Texter writes, if the UK is demanding that device makers, they're all American, basically collect every video, picture, symbol, text on your phone and save it for the UK government or they go to jail? Texter writes, what if you have videos and pictures of you and your spouse playing the piano? Well, I guess that'd be the property of the British government now, wouldn't it? It's been in the top three stories all morning long in the country. You can see it on Topic Pulse. And it's fake. U.S. inflation rate hits 3-year high. Trump loves it. Well, this is the clip they're playing. And clip is the term. It's really clipped.
Are you concerned, Mr. President, about the latest inflation number which came out this morning? Could that be a...
No, I love it. The numbers were great. You know what I really love? I love the inflation.
Wow. So he likes to hurt people. Well, it's a 4.2 rate. The highest Trump's ever had. True. But remember, Democrats was 9.1 and they didn't give a rip. In fact, we spent more than a year and a half over 5 and Democrats didn't give a rip. But they want you to forget that now and think that Trump is destroying your life. Let's hear the full clip.
Are you concerned, Mr. President, about the latest inflation number which came out this morning? Could that be a
no? I love it. The numbers were great. You know what I really love? I love the inflation. You know why? Because as soon as this war is over, you know, I can say it now. Something you didn't know. Do you know we've been taking out millions of barrels of oil? Nobody knows it. You know who doesn't know about it? Iran until right now.
Yes, he could have done a better job explaining it, but that's the full clip. What does he mean? Actually, the numbers are really good. Grocery prices up 0.1%. That's historically low. In fact, almost everything looks great. The only thing that's up is gas prices, which drove 60% of May's increase. So what he's saying is it's not real. It's just because of Iran. It's going to go right back down. In other words, why don't you tell the rest of the story? That just about everything else is totally normal. Like, not what it was like when Democrats were looting the Treasury, printing a ton of money, and driving us to 9.1% inflation. Have a great rest of the day.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.